Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the word.
Saints, the God that we serve is not like people. You know, I'm so thankful that our Father is not like people. He is not like humans. He doesn't change His mind. You know, people change their mind all the time. You can't trust them. They sign contracts. They do things. They don't live up to it. But our Father is not like that. He is not like humans at all. And He doesn't change His mind, and He doesn't lie. And when He says something, He does it. And when He makes a promise, He keeps it. So every promise that God has made in His Word, He's going to keep it. However, things that are going on or the way that God said they were going to be in these end times. As I said, we only need to look around to know that this is true. Just think about that, brothers and sisters. You're not of this world. You are of the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 2:11 says, we are passing through. We are out of place. We do not fall in line with the parade of this world. Brothers and sisters, we're not of this world. We're strangers in this world. And I hope that you're hearing me. We are heaven born and heaven bound. Hallelujah. And I hope you're hearing me. You know, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, do not have knowledge of or understand. You know, the Lord gave me 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. And this is where Jabez was crying out to God to increase his territory and his borders. And some of us today, the Lord has impressed upon me that some of us today that are listening have been crying out to God and asking Him to open more doors for you. Or maybe, and this could be in a lot of areas, this could be that you've been asking the Lord for a promotion on your job and a door in that way. Or it could be open a door in a relationship. There's all kinds of ways but that you have been asking the Lord to open more doors in that particular area. And it says in 1 Chronicles, so you might want to really listen to this and write this verse down. It says in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10 in New Living Bible, it says, there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, sorrow maker, because his birth had been so painful. In verse 10, it says, he was the one, saints, who prayed to the God of Israel. And this is the prayer that Jabez prayed to the God of Israel. He said, oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from trouble and pain. And it says that God granted Jabez his request. Hallelujah. Think about that. Right in the middle of nowhere, Jabez cries out to the Lord. What do I mean by the middle of nowhere? If you have ever read the chapter in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, you will see that the whole chapter and other chapters is talking about the descendants of Jacob. It's talking all about genealogy. And right in the middle of all this genealogy and all the midst of it, Jabez breaks in with his prayer request. You know, I think that's really kind of funny. You know, we're talking about here is descendants of Judah. We're talking about genealogy. And then right in the middle of all of this, you know, Jabez breaks in with his prayer request. And you might ask, well, Pastor Joe, why does this genealogy give Jabez extra attentions? Why even comment on Jabez? Well, the Hebrew way of thinking, Jabez was a born loser. His name was like the Hebrew for pain. But it says in verse 9 that despite his hard luck beginning, and some of you out there have had some hard luck beginnings, I know I have, but despite his hard luck beginning, Jabez was honored because of his relationship with God. And I want to repeat this because in the first part of our message, and in some of this too, we're talking about the importance of knowing that there's only one God, and that's God Almighty, and that there is no other God, and that it's really important that we have a good relationship with our Father. But Jabez was saying, despite his hard luck beginning, because he had a hard beginning, Jabez was honored. God honored Jabez because of his relationship with him. Saints, most of you that are listening today have burned a lot of bridges, and that includes me too. I have burned a lot of bridges myself. And maybe some of you have even been referred to as a loser. And maybe without meaning to, you have caused a lot of pain to those you love. I know someone I love that the enemy keeps working on because many years ago, she was kind of over-influenced by the enemy and she hurt some members of her family and they have forgiven her. She has gone out of that. She's not even the same person anymore. But the enemy likes to continue to bring that up because he wants her to stay in that same place. He does not want her to move forward. But God is always wanting us to move forward. He does not want us to stay in the same place. He wants to expand our territory. He keeps expanding my territory and he wants to expand yours. But in order to do this, we have to trust the Lord that, and it's like I was telling this person, you know, which we'll get into later too, that when God forgives you, he forgave you and he doesn't remember it anymore. So don't let the devil continue to beat up on you. And maybe there's somebody out here listening today that needs to hear that too. Maybe the devil has been beating up on you about something that you did even before you knew Christ, or maybe you already did know Christ and you did something, but it's okay. Because God is, you know, he's a great forgiver. He's faithful, even when we're unfaithful, the Bible says. But it says here, but like Jabez, you can still call on the God of Israel. You can call on your father. According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, I, the Lord, never change. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, in the God word says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm so glad to know that. And it says, and he will hear you too, and he's going to answer you. He will hear you and answer you just like he did Jabez. You just need to know that whatever it was you did, God has forgiven you and he has forgotten it. And this is a part that I really want you to loosen up, open those ears up, and hear what God is saying to you. That there's a lot of people that have done something that the enemy is still beating up on you about it, and you're letting him do it when you don't have to. So maybe you don't know what that means when God tells you that he doesn't remember your sins anymore. But in Isaiah 43, verse 25 says in the Message translation, but I, yes, I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. He said, I don't keep a list of your sins. You know, that right there is some shouting news. He's saying, I do not keep a list of your sins. Thank you, Jesus. According to Romans chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 in the New Living Bible, it says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. And verse 8 says, yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let me break this down for you. I'm going to break it down just a little bit more for you so you have a complete understanding of it. It says here, when God says he has forgiven you and you go back and you ask again for the same thing that he has already forgiven you for, he does not know what you are talking about. He has forgotten it, brothers and sisters. I want you to remember that. He does not know what you're talking about. And I thank God for this, for it frees us up, it frees you up, and it frees me up to receive from Him the things that He wants us to have. I thank God that He knows our end from the beginning, saints.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive path that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.